One amal, one action. It is such an action that alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, due to implementing that amal, due to doing that action, straight away, immediately, Allah Ta'ala gives three big rewards straight away for implementing that amal. Big rewards come to that person for implementing this amal. As soon as an individual implements this amal, this practice, then subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala's rewards start to descend on that person. The first reward is ajeeb, it is unique. The first reward for doing this amal that is attached to this amal that Allah Ta'ala bestows upon a person is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's nearness attaches itself to that person. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, I become with that person. I get close to that person. Now Allah Ta'ala is with everybody. Allah Ta'ala is close to everybody. But Allah Ta'ala says that I become with that person. In other words, this means this is a khas connection, a special qurb, nearness is attained. That individual becomes close, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we need to ask ourselves that this reward of Allah Ta'ala becoming close, attached to a person is a big reward. Let's just think about it for a moment. On this reward, insan, the human being, gets total and full protection because of the qurb that is attained. When Allah is with His servant, then can anyone be an enemy of that person? Tell me. Can anyone, for example, attack that person? Can anybody harm that person, any human being or jinn? Can any man in the world pester that person? That person who's close to Allah. Can any magic or potion or etc. work on that person? No, Allah Ta'ala says that I am watching over that person. It's my security is with you. My assurance is with you. The security of Allah. Allah Himself is protecting that human being, that individual. There's no guard, no security guard, no angel, no specific, oh, okay, I've got a bodyguard. That, for example, if somebody comes near me to harm me, my guard, you know, he'll have the rifle to protect me. But, you know, some people become very big-headed, that I've got bodyguards, but sometimes they die. Rather, the guards, they pass away as well. You hear this in the news. But subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says that I give life and death to the whole world and all creatures in the universe. Allah says that I am with you. Then tell me, if Allah Ta'ala is with a person and if an insan, the human being, knows that Allah Ta'ala is with him, then he becomes brave, she becomes brave. That individual will have no worries. No worries at all that anyone can be my enemy. Come, doesn't matter who's going to come my way because Allah Ta'ala is with me. Try what you may, Allah is with me. Subhanallah, this is yaqeen. This is yaqeen. The Sahaba Ikram had this yaqeen. That is why the greatest action they would implement within a second, they wouldn't think. That's it, just the order came and that's it. Because Allah Ta'ala was with them. And they would carry out the actions. They used to do this action that gave the reward of the first reward, number one, is that Allah Ta'ala becomes with that person. Now that's our biggest issue in the life today in the world, is that sometimes we look to this side, or this person will help me, or let me go to this person for refuge, to protection. This person will protect me, that person will protect me. This is what we do all life long, isn't it? That's all we do. So why don't we do such an amal, such a deed, subhanAllah, that if we're asleep, Allah's with us. If we're awake, Allah's with us. If we're walking, Allah's with us. Wherever we are, Allah's with us. Yes. This is what we need to do. But the difference here is that we cannot see this moment in time. But Allah Ta'ala has told us that's more than us looking. If Allah Ta'ala tells us something, it's a stronger message than us seeing something with our bare eyes. So Allah Ta'ala says there's Jannah, we say totally there's Jannah. Totally there's Jannah. We're watching, we can see Jannah is there. If Allah says there's Hellfire, we say yes Allah, there's Hellfire. Have I seen Jannah? Someone asked me, have you seen Jannah? Have you seen paradise? Have you seen paradise or hellfire? No, but I'm sat here with the yaqeen. You are sat here with the yaqeen, with the certainty. People say, huh? How can you believe? But amantu billahi. We believe in whatever Allah Ta'ala said. And Allah is saying, Allah says, you do this action, and I will be with you. Reward number one, I'll be with you. Nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid about. No issues in your life. No issues in your life. The second reward number two, for doing this specific amal. Allah Ta'ala says that when you do this amal, this action, reward number two, which I do immediately also, is what? Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. Allah Ta'ala says that my special tawajjuh, my special unique focus and attention is upon you, is with you, is towards you. If Allah Ta'ala is casting a special merciful glance towards that person, then the zarra, every atom and element of the universe will be with that person. If Allah is paying attention to a person, if Allah's help is with a person, then how can anything in the, any creature in the universe dare to not be merciful with a person? From the angels to the creatures to the animals, everything is merciful and casts a good glance towards that person as well. Everything is with that person as well. Protecting, safeguarding, assisting. Tell me, amazing this amal that gives us these two rules I mentioned. If I tell you, will you do it? From today you will start doing the amal? A true promise? Good. Then the action that I told you yesterday, did you start that or have you forgotten? That action, huh? See? So now, what we need to see is that this is a great, great effect of this amal, is that Allah Ta'ala's special attention comes to those people. Special attention. Then what guarantee is this tawajjuh of Allah Ta'ala giving? If Allah is focusing on the person, Allah's mercy is with that person, Allah's attention is with that person, Allah's concern is with that person, then all of the affairs of that person in the world will become implemented. If Allah Ta'ala's tawajjuh, Allah Ta'ala says, here's this protection. First, Allah's protection and nimas, and secondly, affairs are made easy. And the dust will become gold. And the smallest of shops will give enjoyment. And good, prosperous turnover. Small car, but enjoyment. Little bit of rizq, but happiness. What was Allah Ta'ala? Is mutawajjuh. Allah's focus is towards that person's wealth, towards that person's health, towards that person's mal. Allah Ta'ala says, my assistance is with you now. Do you think I'll leave you hungry? Will I leave you with an empty stomach? Will I leave you in despair? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm looking after you. Allah Ta'ala's tawajjuh is what? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm assisting you, looking after you. Allah says, I don't want no illness to come to you. I don't want no disaster to come to you. I don't want your rizq to fall short. I don't want a calamity to come to you. I don't want your affairs to cease. And I don't want your problems to come to you. In other words, if Allah Ta'ala is paying attention to someone, then his affairs do not cease. Rather, his situation is such, if you're trying to catch a fish, then every fish in the sea or the river will compete. That I want to be caught by his fishing rod and his tackle and his net because I want to go into his stomach. And that animal does not, Allah, please allow me to become halal, slaughtered so I can become meat. So as meat I can go into this person's stomach to be digested and consumed by him or her. The rizq does dua itself. The rizq, Allah, make me the means because your special tawajjuh is on this person. Your special glance and mercy and attention. So if he eats me, or if she eats me, then I'll become rizq for this person. I'll become the blood for this person. Then I'll be successful in my objective in this world. So Allah's special glance and mercy. What do we do? Running around the world, becoming zaleel, wretched for rizq. From morning until night, we lie, we commit fraud, we are distressed, make other people distressed, we lie. Just to earn chapati, to earn a bit of flour. But if we do this, amal, Allah's special glance and focus will be with us and rizq will come to us. We ask for bater, special type of bird. That will come to us. Allah will instill into that person's heart or the animal and that animal will come to us. It will succumb. Allah Ta'ala says that I will give whoever brings the food Jannah and whoever eats, I will give him Jannah as well. Isn't this the case? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he can send us to us from the heavens, manna and salwa, to the previous qawms, tribes, and Allah says, you are the ummah of my sarkar, of my habib, of your sarkar, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then if you do this amal, then even sitting at home, automatically your door will knock. There'll be a knock at the door, a bell, and the rizq will come automatically to you. And Allah says, due to this amal you will do, my tawajjuh will be with you, and I will send rizq to you automatically. Everything wrong will stop. But we speak rubbish all day long, we lie, we deceive, and we try to earn, take shortcuts to earn in the wrong way. Subhanallah. Just like you said that, you know, for example, we heard this story that, for example, when we are younger, that yes, if you rub this lamp, then Aladdin will come and his light will come and he will say, yes, what do you want? And we hear the story of Aladdin all our life long when we were young. But Allah Ta'ala says that this is such an amal that will bring nur and it will bring the effect of Allah Ta'ala's tawajjuh and attention. So my brother, should we do this amal? How unfortunate will those people in misfortune? Misfortune will be born that Allah Ta'ala has given us this amal via the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we are in his ummah and we are wasteful. and we waste our time and we don't do this amal, then we need to think ourselves, we need to put our heads down and analyze. And let me tell you another point here, that these are the three rewards of doing this amal. So what are the rewards? Allah Ta'ala says, first, I'll protect you from everything. No issue. Magic issues. I'm going to other people. Black magic, to the amil, to the magician, etc. Why don't we go to Allah? Subhanallah. If you have yaqeen, then do this amal. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll protect you. I'll become the protector for you, the security for you. Number two. Allah Ta'ala says that we run around all day long, night long for rizq. Obviously, we'll use the means in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, you'll put your hand on dust, on soil, and it will become gold for you, with the fadl of Allah, with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. And no action of yours will be wasteful. None of your actions will be wasteful. That's the reward number two. Allah says, I'll prepare that for you as well. For number one, protection. Number two, rizq, automatic. And number three, this is a great result, a great reward. What's that? Allah Ta'ala says, that what's the first amal? What's the amal? The amal that will give reward number one. Allah says, I will become the protector for you. I will safeguard you. Number two, I will pay attention to you. Special glance of mercy. And number three, great reward from Allah. Allah Ta'ala says the third stage of reward is that this stage becomes so high that my rahmah, mercy will envelope you, surround you, protect you. You are then immersed in my rahmah, mercy. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. End of story. End of time. What Allah Ta'ala's rahmah brings, what can I tell you? We all know. And this is just endless, the reward. Endless. So these first two rewards, the result of this amal, are linked to what? To the dunya, worldly reward. Now Allah Ta'ala takes the third level, the third reward, to the heavens, spiritual. So this rahmah, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the akhirah. Now say subhanallah, subhanallah. Such elevation of status. Allah Ta'ala says, my rahmah will descend on you, and my rahmah, Allah says, it has no link with the dunya. It's not worldly reward. Allah Ta'ala says, in the heavens, I will give you the high maqam in Jannah, in paradise, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah. Your darajat will become great due to the sadaqah of my rahmah. Your darajat, your level will rise. Allahu Akbar, Allah is so great. Such an amal we have that we can do, and we are at loss by not implementing this amal, then we are losers, wretched losers, if we don't implement this action that gives these three great rules. Shall I tell you the action? The amal, will you do this action? It's a true promise. Will you start from today, right from now, right here? Shall I tell you? Say inshallah loudly, dhikr Allah, the remembrance of Allah, dhikr Allah subhanallah, dhikr Allah subhanallah, wala dhikr Allahi akbar. This is the action. See how Allah Ta'ala has given a great reward. Do we accept this? Do we believe this? This is the rewards. These are the rewards we get by doing due to doing dhikr of Allah. Go and see, as a Shaykh al-Hadith rahimullah narrated this hadith in his kitab. I'm not putting this together myself. Pick the kitab up, read the hadith for yourself. So the dhakir, subhanallah, the dhakir is such a great human being, the person who remembers Allah, that he becomes independent from all worries. Why? Why is Allah Ta'ala given these results and rewards to the dhakir? Because Allah Ta'ala desires that this dhakir who is remembering me is doing such an action. Allah says, I don't want that at any time or due to any reason that person is disturbed. I want him to continue to remember me. And this person becomes mine and I become his. And this is the result of doing dhikr. And this is the great reward, or these are the great rewards that a person attains due to doing the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that this amal of dhikr makes this person beloved to me, my mahbub. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want him to be disturbed, that he has to run away towards dhikr or to solve problems or issues. Obviously, if somebody pesters a person, then he has to solve that problem. For example, a person's got a problem, a legal problem, he's got to go to the police station or solicitors, or there's effect of jinn or issues that occur to people. All of these things happen. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want this to happen to you. That a person who's got distress, rizq, he's distressed, worried, this is not coming up and down. First thing that Allah Ta'ala does is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala comes, the help of Allah comes, the assistance of Allah Ta'ala comes. Allah Ta'ala says that the love of this world becomes detached from that person's heart. The love of the world is detached from that person. Whatever Allah Ta'ala then gives to that person, he's happy and content with that. Qanaat. Allah Ta'ala gives him kingdom. A person who's got contentment in his heart, then he's attained the kingdom of the world. The leaders of the world, he sleeps with ease, without problems, he has no fikr, no worries, so much relaxation. That person has, the person from whose heart that love of the world has come out. You cannot imagine how peacefully sleep that person sleeps. That hundreds of thousands of kings cannot be kings in comparison to him. And they have sultanates and kingdoms and lands, but there cannot be greater kings than him. Because the person who has no worry or love of the world in his heart, then he is independent from distress and issues. He has no worry what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after. Rather, they sleep in such a way. So how can I tell you? How do they sleep? That whatever they have in the night before they sleep, they give it away. Hazrat would say that my father, he would sleep in this manner that even we had the matka, you know, the clay pot in the house. Hazrat Sahib's father, Damat Barakatum, he would empty that pot upside down and say that whoever, the Allah Ta'ala, my Rabb has given me water today. So it's against the tawakkul that I sleep and I have got possessions and I've got assets. And this is the story of life. I heard this from my sheikh, from his family. They implemented this. They were walis of Allah. I saw the generation of the walis of Allah and I saw such a wali, the great friend of Allah. They had tawakkul Allah, that Allah who's given us today, the Allah will give us tomorrow. And the pieces of food that we got left and bread, let's give this away to other people so they can eat in the night time before they slept. They said, whatever we've got, give it away so there's nothing left at home, because this is against tawakkul. If Allah Ta'ala has given us today, He will give us tomorrow as well. Allahu Akbar. So we have to connect ourselves to Allah, become friends with Allah. We will never lose. An insan can never lose in any way or form. Tell me, what a great amal Allah Ta'ala has given to us. What a great action. So this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. What a great deed, and all the affairs of a person in life are solved. No issues. This is a great hadith. Great hadith. Allahumma asuluka hubbaka mahubbaka. Oh Allah, give us your love. This is a dua. And then please also give us the love of that person or those people who love you, Allah. Not this, the Allah. Allah, give us your love. And not those that you love, but rather those who love you. In other words, the mashayikh, the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah. So this means from this hadith is proven that the wali of Allah is present in the world. There is a wali of Allah. There are awliya Allah. Definitely there. Allahumma asaluka the awallah. Allah, give us your love. We need your love, Allah. And on the second level, Allah, they also give us the love of who? Those people who love you, O Allah. Why are we asking for this? Think for a minute. Why are we asking this? Such a great statement. Why are we asking this? That the friend of Allah, a person cannot become a friend of Allah automatically. A wali of Allah is not made by prostration or Quran or Umrah. A wali of Allah, how is a wali of Allah made? How does he become a wali? How does he achieve the status of the friend of Allah? Any wali of Allah, if we take their example from history, they have become the wali of Allah due to the action of dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. That person cannot be a wali of Allah if he doesn't do dhikr. I saw Hazrat Sahib, my sheikh, whose tongue was moist with the dhikr of Allah. Not 1 hour, not 2 hours, not 4 hours. 24 hours he would do maraqabah. Subhanallah. 24 hours dhikr in the heart, remembering Allah. Is this a minor action? So this is a great action indeed. So those individuals who do dhikr, who remember Allah, it has been stated that why do we ask for Allah Ta'ala for His love and the love of those who love Allah? Because the wali of Allah has these three results of the deed of wali of Allah. Allah's protection, Allah's tawajjuh, Allah's special glance and mercy. Allahu Akbar, and the love of Allah is there. I tell you, when I heard this, I tell you a ajeeb point. I said, Yaar, that person who has these three things, then there the dua, it is impossible that the dua is not accepted. Say Subhanallah. So when I tell you a practical thing, that when a difficulty would come or a problem or an issue, and I had to do dua, then I would get to Hazrat Sahib. And by getting to Hazrat Sahib, I would start doing dua. And because I knew, I had yaqeen that this person who's sitting down, that three things are with him, and that person has these three things are happening with him, then how can it be that Allah Ta'ala will not accept his dua? And I'm sitting on this prayer mat, that dua would be accepted, and after the dua is accepted, then I would leave that prayer mat. I wouldn't see that this is difficult or hard to achieve, or this cannot be performed, or how will this happen? No, I never thought like this. Because I'm going to ask from Allah. Allah Ta'ala, the most powerful, all powerful, and Allah is wasila, the wali of Allah was sitting there. Allah Ta'ala said that love the wali of Allah. Ask Allah for his love and the love of those who love Allah. So the friend of Allah, his sohbet, his company is such that if we sit in his company and do dua, the dua will be accepted. Then if you become a dhakir yourself, then imagine what will be the result of your du'as. What a great du'a you will perform, and the acceptance will be there. Imagine the strength of the du'a. When we would come, when we would reach to Hazrat Sahib and ask Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Sahib to do du'a, then he would be in his, sometimes he would have different mood, different circumstances. Not necessary that always Hazrat Sahib would raise his hands. And we would only say it once. We would only make the request once. And we'd say, Hazrat, it's me, and please do du'a for me. And Hazrat would do du'a. Second time, we didn't have to say it a second time. They are the adab with the friends of Allah. That, for example, if these things are happening with the will of Allah, these results, and we'll go and disrespect them, or say bad things to them, or request inappropriate things, the hukum is such that if you speak to the wali of Allah, then don't raise your eyesight to look at them. Keep your eyesight down. And to see the wali of Allah is bi-adabi, disrespect. To look eye in eye. And Hazrat Shaykh, Rahmatullah, has written the adab. The adab with the Shaykh are the same as the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions with the Prophet. They would never look at him eye to eye. They loved the Prophet so much, they loved him more than their lives, that they wanted so much to see his blessed face. But adab, the level of adab was such that when they would sit in the majlis, in the gathering, especially when they would speak to the Prophet, then the question never arose that they raised their head and looked eye to eye with the Prophet. They had extreme respect for the Prophet. So the shan, the status of the wali of Allah is such that we shouldn't look straight into the eye, and the shaitan makes us do these actions of disrespect, so that the person, when he goes to meet the wali of Allah, that he travels and he doesn't attain something. Because the person who is disrespectful, he doesn't go with anything, and he get nothing. Doesn't matter how close he can be sat in the lap of the wali of Allah, he will never attain anything. Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept the person who is disrespectful. Allah will never accept. So these are the adab to go to the majlis of the wali of Allah. So a person should be sat in the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and make such a program. Allah Ta'ala will send His rahmah, the adab, the manners, and to do bi-adabi, to do disrespectful, and to think bad things, and to suspect against the wali of Allah. Then that person will lose out. He is towards destruction, that individual. That he will fire, they will get no benefit from sohbat, from company, from dhikr, nothing. He's a munafiq. He's a hypocrite. He has no adab. Such a great statement of the walis of Allah. This is short. All of the tasawwuf has become summarized. The person who has adab will have a good destiny. The person who has no adab, no manners, will have no good destiny. Will be unfortunate person. So you can experience this. I'm not saying this for myself, I'm your friend. But you can experience this, that if you go to the company of a wali of Allah and sit with the adab, sit with manners and regard, and then if you sit with disrespect, you'll see the difference is like the difference between the heavens and the earth, the distance. Adab gives the result. If we sit with respect, then we will fill our laps with the treasures. And we will leave with the treasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody leaves empty-handed. So as I was saying, my brothers, dhikr of Allah is such a great action. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. That three rewards Allah ta'ala immediately gives. So what we need to do is that Allah Ta'ala has given us this ni'mah, that any action that we do, always we have one action we can do all the time. What is that? The dhikr of Allah. We should remember Allah. And it's very easy to do this. Allah has given us dhikr khafi. We don't need to use our tongues, move our mouths. We just lower our heads a little bit. And this is the situation that, alhamdulillah, whenever we see, we have nothing. We close the eyes and we pay attention to Allah. Allah, 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 when the masjid outside, home, we're speaking to somebody, people are chit-chatting away, and you lower your head, your eyes, and you remember Allah. Silent dhikr in the heart. So these three rewards will immediately come to the individual. Now there's a great point that we can understand here in passing by. That question arises here, that many amal that we can get this reward, Allah Ta'ala is with a person when he's praying salah. Allah Ta'ala also accepts the dua in salah. Allah Ta'ala is close. This is it, and a question arises. Why is this special for those people who are doing dhikr of Allah? You can pray salah and get all of this result. So why do we have to do dhikr to get this result? And we can recite Quran and we can get this result. And Allah Ta'ala's rahmah will come to the person who's praying salah or reciting. Allah's rahmah is also descending there. The hadith with regards to it. So on there. So there are. So why is the special difference here with regards to those people who do dhikr, that they get these three special rewards? Think about it. So the answer here is very good. The answer to this is this, my brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never given a guarantee about any action that I will accept it. But with regards to dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, I accept the dhikr of Allah, the action of dhikr of Allah. Aha, that's the difference here. That if you're praying salah, you have these three rewards, but you don't know, will you deserve these three rewards? Is there showing off in your salah? Or are you doing it according to the sunnah? Are there deficiencies in your salah? There are thousands of conditions for the acceptance of salah. Thousands. In the same way for every amal, Allah Ta'ala said, condition, condition, condition. But when it comes to dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, it doesn't matter how you do dhikr, where, when, how, what, it is accepted upon accepted. So this means that this amal, for this reason, is great in self. The dhikr of them, you, me, when we do dhikr, then these three results are guaranteed with the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah. We'll get these three rewards with all amal. But with this amal of dhikr of Allah, it's guaranteed that these results will be attained. That's why Rasulullah SAW said, Subhanallah, to his beautiful and honorable Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, that when you depart from this world to those Sahabi, Allah Ta'ala said radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that I love you and you love me, that you are beloved to me, I'm pleased with you, you are pleased with me. And Rasulullah said to his companions that when you depart from this world, do one action while you're departing from the world. What is that? Do the dhikr of the dhikr of Allah whilst you're departing, when you leave this dunya, when you're dying. Because Rasulullah knew that, and if a person departs this world doing dhikr, remembering Allah, then he'll get Allah Ta'ala's protection, Allah's tawajjuh, and Allah's rahmah masih. Then how can that person be devoid, prevented from Jannah? And may Allah Ta'ala give us the qadr, appreciation of this action, the yaqeen of this action, and the amal, the practice on this action. Ameen.